is from Lincoln Way North High School in Frankfort. Congratulations again. I know I speak for everyone here. This is the art. I didn't really do a very good job of explaining what was being shown up on our screen, but this is the art, and this is the Crystal's work that's going to be on the cover of the map all next year, so we're all going to get to enjoy that throughout 2014. And I know I speak for everyone here today when I tell you how inspired we are by your designs, and thank you so much for participating in our contest and making it so competitive this year. It really was a tight contest, and we had some great submittals from people in the region, and of course yours in particular were fantastic. So now we'd like to take just a 5-minute break. Yes?
Yeah, could I just add a couple of words? I want to thank the sponsors and underscore what Christy said. It's a lot of hamburgers for $100 worth. But I also want to thank the support of the parents, the families, the grandparents, and all of you who voted many times for the artwork of your artists, and also to the art teachers and the instructors from the high schools who I know play an important role in encouraging their students. So thank you very, very much. And we're going to recess briefly out onto the stairs, and congratulations to the artists. This was great. Back to order again. Thank you all very much for taking time out. That's great for the students. And we'll turn to the consent agenda. We're going to start with finance. You want to set up the mic presentation?
Yeah, so as you know, we've recently had our budget presentation, so it seems impossible that we could now be having a quarterly budget presentation, but every quarter we do update the board on the status of the current fiscal year budget and how we are tracking, you know, spending toward projections and revenue toward projections. I'm happy to report that we feel that we're pretty much on target, controlling costs and spending in some areas, but for the most part are where we thought we would be, a little slower on capital spending, largely because I think of some delays early in the year, but ultimately we don't think any of our projects are behind schedule generally, and we're still on time in that regard. But I'll let Mike go up and repeat everything I just said in greater detail.
Thank you. This morning I'd like to present the third quarter financial results for the budget. A reminder that the presentation that we'll do this morning compares the results for the third quarter and year-to-date to the budgets that we put together at the start of the year. I'll periodically mention during the presentation how we've revised that budget and we revised those estimates for 2013 and the 2014 tentative budget. And I think you'll see that the revisions that we did in the 2014 tentative budget for 2013 are kind of supported by the results that we've seen through the first three quarters. Quickly, I mentioned by Director Peterson earlier, toll and evasion recovery totaled $747 million through the first three quarters. That is greater than budget by about 1.9%. Commercial vehicle traffic has done fairly well all year long, and it did particularly well in the third quarter. Passenger vehicle traffic did well in the third quarter as well, although it was under expectations early in the year. So through the third quarter, we're still a little lower than what CDM's met that forecast at the start of the year. Maintenance and operations budget was about $10.6 million below the 2013 budget. That's year to date. Almost all of that variance occurred in the first two quarters. You'll see as we go through this presentation that the third quarter results were very, very close to what we had projected for the third quarter alone. We've been discussing these issues earlier in the year as well as last month when we attended the budget presentation. These variances are primarily the result of vacancies in our staffing, contractual services, expenses that the contract started later in the year than we expected. And the capital program, as Christian mentioned, is below the 2013 budget estimate, but it is nearly double
through the first two quarters what we did last year through the first two quarters. So the program is definitely ramping up and will be growing. We'll be doubling again next year. A reminder that our total revenue is $986 million in the budget to start the year. We allocated that $283 million to operations, about $317 million to debt service. The rest goes to the capital accounts and new home replacement. We did make some modifications to those estimates in the tentative budget, and I think you can see it. We did increase our revenue estimate by about $12 million. So while we are up in the first three quarters, we hope that much of that result is already reflected in our financial plan for next year and our estimates have been revised for the year. Again, for the third quarter alone, revenue was $5.2 million greater than budget. $6.2 million in the area of total revenue and wage recovery. Miscellaneous revenue, which is harder to forecast, you know, actually receive this revenue, it's less consistent, both in terms of the timing and the sources, is down about $1.1 million from our projection. We are going to receive a significant, we actually did receive a significant payment for an easement in October, so by the end of the year we will be on track with miscellaneous revenue as well. For the third quarter, maintenance and operations, you can see the variances, payroll related, what's below budget, materials and operating supplies and expenses. We think that's a hard timing issue because we are now buying materials for preparing for the winter season. All other insurance, this is the workers' compensation cost. If you recall earlier in the year, the board approved a revision to our workers' compensation reserve that increased the amount we're depositing into that self-insurance fund by $2.9 million. We made that payment in the third quarter. Year to date, on the revenue, $12.3 million greater than 2013. We spoke to that earlier. You can see again, it's total revenue and wage recovery. And then maintenance and operations year to date, again, the variances, $5.5 million payroll and related costs. Group health insurance is also below budget. Obviously, we have less personnel, fewer physicians billed than we anticipated at the start of the year, so our group health insurance costs are lower. On the contractual side, again, much of that is timing. We spoke after the second quarter how there were a number of contracts, particularly in like pavement inspection, construction management audit, that we had expected to start earlier in the year that are now underway, but started later than we had anticipated. Materials and operations supplies, again, we expect to see that bump up in the fourth quarter as we prepare for the winter season. And I'd like to turn it over to Kathy. She'll give us a little bit of color on the capital.
So for the third quarter for the capital program, the results, as you can see, we started out with a projection of $302 million. Actual expenditures for the third quarter came in at $222 million. And as a result, we have a variance spending below the original projection of $80 million. So most of this variance can be attributed to schedule changes. As Christine mentioned earlier, there was some schedule delays earlier in the year as well as in this quarter. But also, we also had project cost savings of $29 million, and then other adjusted small scope reductions as well. Most of the spending, as you can see, was done on the Jane Addams, $118 million. This can be attributed to continued design work and the start of construction of the westbound section of I-90, as well as continued construction on the eastbound and mainland bridge construction as well. $20 million was spent on the Tri-State 294 57 interchange in ramp construction there. And then $12 million spent on the Elgin O'Hare for existing design work, as well as design work for the I-90, the interchange in And then also system-wide spending consisted of mostly system-wide repairs and included continued construction for the completion of the Route 47 I-90. So our year-to-date expenditures included, so we had a total of $417 million, and this compared to a variance of, our budget of original budget of $651 million. Which gave us a variance of $234 million below budget. And as Mike mentioned, these are comparing to our original projections. But the revised projections, as you called during the budget session, is the capital expenditures were revised downward by $200 million. So this, again, is consistent with that revision downward. And then lastly, just comparing the 2013 versus the 2012 year-to-date actual. You can see year-to-date in 2013 we spent $417 million, and then this compares to $222 million that was spent in 2012. So this shows that we continue to double our spending over 2012.
I just like to comment that that's a big lift, and it's been, as far as I can tell at least, without any major problems. So congratulations to everybody, and that's an enormous ramp up to double in a year. Thank you.
Finally, I want to give you a brief update on our bond sale plans. We have prepared a refunding issue, about $400 million. It's one that was authorized earlier in the year. Remember, if you recall, we did a portion of it and then deferred a portion of it. We have actually prepared all of the documentation. The official statement is all drafted and ready to go to print. The rating agencies have all reviewed our materials and provided, confirmed our current ratings, AA- and a stable outlook. We've met with the underwriters and gone through our due diligence call, where they do the due diligence to make sure that all material issues are disclosed in our offering materials. Unfortunately, the market didn't quite cooperate with us in the last few weeks. So we are prepared and ready to print that document and get into the market if it improves. The Treasury market has actually sold off. Yields have increased in the last couple of weeks. Municipal bonds have done a little better. They haven't sold off as much. Yields haven't increased as much. So we still believe there's an opportunity to get that done this year. Realistically, the window right now is likely after the Thanksgiving holiday, sometime in the first. We really have about a two-week window in the first half of December if we were to do that this year. And of course, then after the first of the year, if it doesn't materialize during that time frame. A reminder We had set a target with the underwriting consultation with the underwriters and the financial advisors. We tried to achieve about a $30 million present value savings on this $400 million transaction. If we're not able to go in December, or if we're not able to hit the market right in January, there's still opportunities further down the road. The first call date on these bonds is July 1 of 2015. And we know that if interest rates trend up less than 120 to 150 basis points, that we still can achieve that $30 million of savings by refunding in 2015. So it's one of those issues where we're making a judgment call with your help and with the underwriters and financial advisors, weighing moving ahead now with the certainty of certain dollar amount of savings, while not proceeding in a fashion that would forego the opportunity to achieve greater savings later. So if there's any questions?
Any questions on that?
Thank you for the update. So we've basically got 15 months to watch and see what the interest rates are doing.
About 18 months, we are having the underwriters and financial advisors continue to update us as well about how much can the market move, and we'll still achieve that. Well, we'll say it's one of, I think we spoke to it earlier, and Jill did, I think, earlier, maybe a month ago or so, about the fact that we have this big difference between what we borrow at and what the investment return is. And of course, as we longer we wait, the less that negative impact is.
Good. This is a procedural question I keep forgetting to ask you. When we realize those variances and they're favorable, and they come in under projections, does that money, those savings, just go back into like a general fund?
At the end of the year, if there's a favorable variance in the total budget, the revenue just remains. The revenue kind of remains in the general fund, but the way the way our the allocation of revenue works, that if you don't need it for operations, it kind of goes down this waterfall to capital accounts. So it really gets set aside ultimately for capital investments if it's not needed for operations.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir.
And just to state the obvious, the top of the waterfall is making sure that we always have the money to pay for the bond and the people who hold the bond. So that's what we're really very focused on, making sure that we got that going.
Our operations, our bondholders.
Okay. Any other questions on that? Thank you very much, Mike, for updating us on that. Good luck. Okay. Watch the bond market. We can move along to the rest of the consent agenda. I apologize. I meant to thank Marlene and Mike Stone and others. Each of the directors should have gotten an update on the issues the directors had asked questions about. As you know, in the minutes, every time we ask a question and want to follow up, there's that part of the minutes is bolded, and then there's a running tally that Mike and Marlene keep on where we are on completing those requests. And so everybody this morning should have gotten a copy of that. Thank them for doing that. Okay, so the first thing under finance is the renewal of the employee health benefits program, which we've discussed, but it was discussed in the finance committee. Are there any questions on that? Then we can move to procurement, and I believe all four of these have been discussed.
Yes.
Okay, because Director Peterson, 20 chairs, does them by group. So let's take a motion on that health benefit plan, if I could have one.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions or refusals? I'm sorry, did you have a question on that?
No, just on the insulin and on the dental.
Oh.
We discussed that in December.
Yes.
That's tested. So even though we're approving this, does that mean approved with it?
We wouldn't be able to approve that plan change without
approval
consideration.
Okay,
thank you.
We'll hear in December about the dental to see if there's anything that needs to be tweaked in this, in which case we can all add it.
This will allow us to move forward preparing materials for the open enrollment.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Are there any questions on any of the four that are under procurement? Okay, may I hear a motion then, please?
So
second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? I have none noted. On engineering, I believe we do, excuse me, 1 through 6. The 7th is being deferred to a future meeting. May I hear a motion on 1 through 6?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? And then I think we can do 8 through 18. Are we okay with that?
Yeah,
okay. A motion on that?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Recusals or abstentions? 18 is on land acquisition. Excuse me.
19.
So we'll discuss that in executive session 20 as well, and we'll come back into the full board meeting to do that. Then we can turn to legal. I believe the first one we can have questions on and approve, and then the last three will be discussed in executive session.
Actually, Chair, you can do 1 through 3 today. They're all on the consent agenda.
Okay.
We'll do 4 in exec and come back out.
Okay. I'm sorry. And is everybody aware of who's actually in 2? That's in the resolution, the names of the firms?
We have.
They're in there?
They
have. Okay. I know they hadn't been in the earlier agenda. I'm sorry, I didn't look at this one. Okay, so I think we can do 1 through 3. Any questions on any of those? May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? Okay. Any unfinished business? Any new business? What we'll do is then take a motion to go into executive session. Do you need time?
I think, do we need time? How much time do we need?
10 minutes? Okay. We'll take a motion then to go into executive session, David.
Sure. We can move to executive session pursuant to the sections of the Illinois Open Meetings Act, specifically section 2C2 to discuss collective bargaining issues, 2C5 to discuss real property acquisition issues, and 2C11 to discuss actual and threatened litigation involving the toll.
Okay. Second
so
to that? First, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Okay, we'll take 10 minutes. Happy Thanksgiving. I would like to hear a motion on items 19 and 20 under procurement and item 4 under legal. I think those are correct.
19 and 20 under engineering, Chair.
Engineering.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then 4 under legal. Sorry.
So
second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Do we have any further business? Motion to adjourn this board meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, good. Thank you very much.